When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Wesley with Stove & Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove & Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, November 13th. I'm Chad Stevens.
New parking lots proposed for San Luis Obispo County Airport. Atascadero to host Fall Festival this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds with rain today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Call for a free quote today at 466-5595. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, here's Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. As the San Luis Obispo County Airport continues to expand and see increased traffic, there have been periods where its parking facilities reach full capacity. An item on the next Board of Supervisors agenda proposes the construction of two new additional parking lots adjacent to the existing public parking area. These will provide additional parking during peak periods, special events, and construction-related closures of existing lots. The total estimated cost of construction for the two lots is $960,000. The project will not impact the county's general fund. Funds will be taken from the Airport Enterprise Fund balance. This item will be discussed by the County Board of Supervisors in its next meeting on Tuesday, November 18th. Atascadero Fall Festival returning this weekend. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. The City of Atascadero's 5th Annual Fall Festival is returning this weekend. This free admission event will transform the beautiful sunken gardens in downtown Atascadero into a family-friendly, full-scale carnival. Enjoy rides, games, vendors, breweries, entertainment, music, and more. The Fall Festival starts Friday, November 14th from 4 to 10 p.m. Then on Saturday and Sunday, the festival will last from noon to 10 p.m. Also on Saturday is the Atascadero Colony Days Parade starting at 10 a.m. behind the Administration Building on Lewis Avenue, marching across the Arc Bridge and continuing forward as Lewis Avenue becomes Capistrano Avenue. Friday's concert will be Los Hermanos Mendoza, and then Saturday will be reggae legend Pato Banton. Tickets include two complimentary suds at Sunken Gardens Boutique Beer Festival if you stay with a lodging partner. For more information, you can visit AtascaderoFallFest.com. The Fall Festival will occur rain or shine. A winter wreath workshop will be held in Templeton Saturday, November 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Celebrate the cozy seasons with learning how to craft your own stunning, preserved, natural wreath. Everything to create a wreath is included in this workshop, including seasonal dried flowers, foliage, textures, ribbon, and of course, step-by-step guidance so you can design your unique wreath. No experience is necessary. Classes are $75, fit for ages 12 and up, and will include light refreshments. You can sign up online using the link found at templetoncsd.org. The El Camino Homeless Organization's annual Turkey Trot 5K and Fun Run will return to the Atascadero Lake Park. This cherished holiday season kicks off on Thanksgiving morning, bringing together friends, family, and neighbors to help celebrate and help fuel Echo's mission to help individuals and families find housing and stability. The Be Loved Foundation will match all donations made by individuals, including ticket purchases. Participants of all ages are welcome to join in on the fun with a suggested $20 donation. Proceeds benefit Echo's comprehensive programs to provide safe shelter, nutritious meals, and essential services to assist individuals and families achieve housing stability. Trophies will be given to the first and second place 5K runners for men, women, and under 18 divisions. And Thanksgiving costumes will be recognized for their best individual, group, and animal. To learn more or to sign up, you can visit echoshelter.org. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this coming fall for families to enjoy. Applause Children's Theater, or ACT, is a local theater nonprofit organization that seeks to nurture aspiring young actors in the community to help them gain valuable performance skills and knowledge in theater. The two shows this fall are The Sound of Music and Charlie Brown Christmas. Here's the director of the two shows and founder of APC, Vicki Mullen, with information on showtimes and dates.
Sound of Music is November 14th or 15th. Friday night is at 7 o'clock. And Saturday, there's two shows, one at 1 o'clock, I think it is, and 6 o'clock. Charlie Brown is November 22nd only, which is a Saturday. And there's two shows again, one at 11 o'clock in the morning and one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can get your tickets on Applause Children's Theater website.
And here's Vicki once more, encouraging parents to bring their children to see these local live theater productions.
If your child is too busy to be in theater because of sports or school or dance, bring them to theater. Bring them to see live theater and see kids their own age up there, you know, performing, because seeing live theater is so different than watching TV or watching a movie. And when we do historical shows, you know, you can learn a lot from that.
In sports for the NFL, tonight the Jets will face the Patriots. And in the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Clippers 130-116. The Thunder over the Lakers 121-92. The Hawks beat the Kings 133-100. The Warriors over the Spurs 125-120. Tonight, the Cavaliers will face the Raptors. Utah Jazz will go against the Hawks. And the Pacers will face the Suns. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California News coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Several days of rain forecast for much of the state, with flooding feared in Southern California near the recent burn scars. Kyle Russell of Malibu worried about mud and debris flows.
And all weather is trouble weather here in Malibu, and so that's kind of like the precautionary tell, I guess.
Residents and public works crews scrambling to protect neighborhoods damaged by the January wildfires. The mother of a missing 9-year-old from Santa Barbara County in court on an unrelated charge. Ashley Buzzard pleading not guilty to false imprisonment, accused of preventing a visitor from leaving her home. Attorney sought a release.
The discovery has been provided in this case. We're requesting that Ashley be released.
The judge granting supervised release. No sign of her 9-year-old daughter, Melody. Her mom uncooperative in the investigation to find her. Former chief of staff to Governor Gavin Newsom arrested and charged in a sweeping federal indictment. Federal prosecutors accused 52-year-old Dana Williamson of helping steal $225,000 from inactive political campaigns. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California aquaculture producers are getting ready for a busy holiday season when demand typically rises for freshwater fish and seafood. Aquaculture producers across California are consistently supplying high-quality seafood and recreational fish. This is especially true during the busy holiday season, as many growers provide products for special occasions and family gatherings. Butte County aquaculture producer and consultant Tony Vaught told AgAlert in a field report. The state produces a diverse range of freshwater fish, including tilapia, channel catfish, trout, and steelhead, as well as saltwater fish, oysters, clams, and mussels. California also produces most of the nation's caviar from sturgeon farms. Demand for these products remains strong due to reduced wild catches and increasing global seafood consumption, Vaught said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Clouds today with rain, highs in the upper 60s, strong winds at about 20 to 30 miles per hour from the south. Clouds with showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Showers early tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy with an inch of rain on Saturday, showers on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday with showers about half an inch. Upper 50s Saturday, low 60s on Sunday, upper 50s on Monday, low 60s Tuesday and Wednesday, 60 a week from today. Currently it is 59 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Experience elegant evening downtown this Saturday as the heart of Paso Robles is transformed into a magical feast for the eyes, ears, and taste buds. From 5 to 8 p.m., shoppers are indulged with fine hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. Live mannequins, dancers, musicians, and singers will entertain guests. Elegant evening downtown this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call Paso Robles Main Street at 238-4103.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower, even though the government is reopening. It's a day after the Dow closed at a record and topped 48,000. Cisco shares are up more than 5% following upbeat earnings. Walt Disney shares are down 7%. Parks, Cruises, and Disney Plus saw encouraging business in the recent quarter, but demand for its TV and movies cooled. Investors are looking past its plan to buy back stock and raise its dividend. Disney says it stands by its deal with YouTube TV, suggesting that dispute could be continuing for a while. Starbucks shares are down a fraction. The union representing workers at some cafes is on strike today, though the company says the disruption impacts fewer than 1% of its coffee houses. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Hey, good Thursday morning to you. It is November 13th. I'm Chad Stevens, filling in for Kevin Will this morning. It is 7:29, and we were talking a little bit earlier about kicking off the holiday season. Well, the Creston Holiday Craft Fair is back, and they're going to kick things off this Saturday, November 15th, from 9 a.m. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Yes, that's right, at Creston Community Church. So rain or shine, they're having the event. If it rains, they're moving it inside. So you can come out to Creston and start your holiday shopping with handmade, unique, one-of-a-kind gifts. They're also doing a lunch barbecue starting at 11 a.m. Barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, chips, and a drink for just $10. And all of the proceeds from that are going to go to charity. So that's very, very nice. The Creston Holiday Craft Fair at Creston Community Church on O'Donovan Road in Creston. That's this Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is time for our second Freedom of Speech segment being brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental at 5025 El Camino Real in Atascadero, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, Glenn's Repair and Rental. 238-KPRL, 238-5775 is the number to call if you got something on your mind this morning. We sort of opened a can of worms talking about Sadie Hawkins Day last hour and whether or not, the gentleman should always pay for the date. And we had a couple.
Well, I don't know all that always personally, but we had a couple of dissenters.
Yeah, well, that's two more than we heard about from the other side of the argument.
So, I mean, hey, if you feel strongly about that, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, 238-KPRL, 238-5775. But remember, today is World Kindness Day. So if you text, be kind. It's also Actors Day. So those of us who have tread the boards, as they say.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Tread the boards?
I don't know. I may have made that up. Actors Day. It's also National Moms and Dads Day. Where did they come up with this one? Because you have Father's Day and you have Mother's Day, separate holidays by themselves. So Moms and Dads Day. We talked about Sadie Hawkins Day. It's also Start a Rumor Day. I hear they're doing away with Sadie Hawkins. In addition to World Kindness Day. So, do an act of kindness for somebody today. It could be...
Start a kind rumor. How about that? There combine
you
go. The two.
Yeah, I heard you were great. Well, you heard correct, sir. 238-KPRL, 238-5775. We were also talking about all of the great things that happen in our area during this holiday time. And this afternoon, Karen Veely is going to have one of my heroes on the program to talk about all of the great things happening in downtown Paso Robles. And, you'll recognize the voice when you hear it. It's Norma Moy. So, and it doesn't get any better than Norma. And Norma loves Paso Robles, and she loves the events that Paso Robles does. So be listening this afternoon starting at 12:35. Karen Veely will have Norma Moy from the Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association. So I kick off the holiday with the day after Thanksgiving, which is the lighting of the town that happens in the downtown city park. Mrs. Claus makes her way all the way from the North Pole to make sure that we have the right amount of Christmas spirit. The Snow King and Queen make it. Also, we all gather in the park about 5:30, and it's dark in the park at 5:30 the day after Thanksgiving. Everybody gets handed a candle, and then at 6 o'clock, Mrs. Claus flips the giant light switch and lights up the downtown city park, and they have a new display this year. So it's going to be a little different than it was before, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. And then we sing some, Christmas music and go home with Christmas spirit. So that's the day after Thanksgiving, starting at 5:30 in the downtown city park. Then, of course, we've got the next week, we've got the parade that you and I are both going to be announcing from different booths. I'll be announcing with Bobby Horn, and they trust you to be by yourself. So,
well, that's a trust misplaced, I guess. Funny story about last year, actually. Yeah. A friend of a friend was in the parade, and her name was on the announcement sheet, right?
Okay.
Now, I see her last name is spelled as S-I-D-E-S, literally just sides, right?
Yeah.
But she has a Hispanic first name, and I thought to myself, I've never heard somebody with the last name of just sides. That almost sounds kind of weird, right?
Right.
So I said, okay, maybe it's Cides. So I said that. I was incorrect. I was the talk of the town for the high school's color guard team.
Oh.
They thought it was really funny that I mispronounced their instructor's name.
And it was sides.
It was sides.
Okay. Well, you live and learn.
Correct. I tried to get a hold of them before the parade just to make sure, but couldn't do that.
Well, this year you'll know better. Oh, my goodness. So, 238-KPRL, 238-5775. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about today. Are you excited for the holiday season? Have you started any of your Christmas shopping?
No, I don't. I can't remember the last time I bought a Christmas gift for somebody.
Really?
I know that sounds kind of lame, but that's just because I live with, my brother and my parents, and anytime you ask them if they want something for Christmas, the answer is no.
Oh.
And same thing kind of goes for me. Like, if they can think of something to get me, then sure, I'll take it. If I could think of something to get them. Like, a few years ago, I bought my brother a new monitor for his computer. But aside from that, at this day and age, most of us are just thinking, hey, if I want something, I'll buy it myself.
Okay. I guess I'm old-fashioned in that way. But
well, yeah. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah. No, it used to be, and I hate to admit this, but it's true. I would procrastinate until sometimes Christmas Eve. It made it very easy because you go in to a few stores that are still open and you buy anything that isn't unboxed or broken. I really spent a lot of time thinking about this gift. For you, it's an ashtray. I know you don't smoke, but...
Well, that also reminds me, as a kid, how happy would you have been to have gotten clothes for Christmas?
I always got clothes from my grandmother, and I was never that happy about it.
But now
I go, yeah, if my granny were still alive, I know she'd be buying me stuff.
So. I hope I get clothes for Christmas these days.
Yeah, no, except for underwear. He's like, yeah, I'll buy my own underwear. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, who's going to see it?
Well, probably nobody.
So what's it matter?
Except for moi. So it shouldn't matter at all. But yeah, no. Well, you got to be wearing clean underwear when you go on that date where it's Dutch. 238-KPRL, 238-5775. So you guys do you have any Christmas traditions that you do, or do you decorate?
Aside from the usual presents and dinner, no, not really. Okay. I hear all kinds of wacky traditions people have, though. Did you have one?
No, not really. We never lived in a house that had a chimney, so we got cardboard fireplace and lit that up, and so somehow Santa always made it down. Very short chimney. But no, we always used to leave out cookies and milk for Santa. And, this is one thing that I need to... Rumor has it that Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to be in studio just a few days before Christmas. And I want to know about this because we always see Santa as this big, large, jovial person. I'm thinking that from Christmas Eve until Christmas Eve, Santa doesn't eat that much. I tend to believe that Santa is pretty much a normal weight person, but all the kids and families that leave cookies and milk and whatever it may be out for Santa in that one night.
That's what fattens them up?
That's my theory.
Well, if you've ever seen the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stop-motion movie, he's pretty thin throughout the entire movie. It isn't until, a few days before Christmas that he actually fattens up.
Oh, you've eat, Santa.
Yeah, eat. Mrs. Claus is encouraging him to eat.
I want to be a dentist.
I think Kevin might hate that movie.
I'm sure. Let's be independent together. Let's head to the phone lines. Hi, KPRL, you're on the air.
Hey, just a note for Daffy. I just drove by that big hotel on South Vine, that one they're building.
Uh-huh.
First of all, so they were listening to him, and they closed all those windows.
Oh, well, there you go.
And also, another note for Daffy on that hotel. They are working around the back on the swimming pool and the parking lot out back. So there is work going on. It hasn't been abandoned. And just wanted so Daffy could sleep well tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a nice public service announcement because, yes, I'm sure he would have been worried about it and up pacing. All right, we appreciate the call this morning. Well, see, now our listeners looking out for each other. You know why? Because it's World Kindness Day. Actually, our listeners will be kind most every day. There are a few.
Depends on which listener you're talking about, I guess.
You know who you are. Oh, man. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the NFL. Because the Denver Broncos are finally having a really nice season and are tied for the best record in the NFL. But we play several games on the air here throughout the entire season of the NFL. We also have the playoffs and the Super Bowl. I want to keep talking about that because that's a really cool thing to be able to listen to the Super Bowl on the radio. I used to, back in the day, I would work Sundays when the Denver Broncos were playing on the radio station because you had to have somebody in studio to play all the commercials and stuff. So I would turn down the volume on the television that I was watching and turn up the radio broadcast because I always found that a lot more interesting. But we've got three games coming up this Sunday, starting at 9:30, and then we'll conclude with the Lions and the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. We are the official Raiders station for the area, a team I probably will never get to see play in person again because all the tickets at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, the cheapest nosebleed seats, were $400 last time I looked.
Sheesh.
I don't know about you, but $400 is way, way too rich for this old cowboy because, you don't just buy the tickets for the game. You have to drive or fly to Las Vegas. You have to rent a car if you flew. You have to get a hotel room. You have to eat. And then, of course, everything that you buy at the stadium is going to be overpriced by 12 times. So I'm thinking I'll drive by Allegiant Stadium again, I'm sure.
Hey, speaking of overpriced food,
yeah,
I went to the Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Oh, geez.
So I had plenty of fair food and... You know, some of them were a little more expensive than others, but I feel very cheated on one of them.
This was in a
pirate-themed area,
yeah.
And the menu said that they serve a thing called chicken of the sea on a stick. Can you imagine what the chicken of the sea on the stick could be?
No, what is it?
I wasn't certain either, but I asked the person next to me, and they said that they've heard, like, shark is considered chicken of the sea or something like that, or maybe it was catfish.
Okay.
But either way, I get to the window after waiting a very long time in line because the lady in front of me had to order three whole, dishes for her and her kids. And I asked them, so what is the chicken of the sea? It's just chicken. It's just chicken on a deep-fried chicken on a stick.
Oh. Wow.
So I was a little disappointed, and I just ordered a smoked sausage instead.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. For $12.
Yeah, because I'm a product of my environment, and chicken of the sea is tuna, a brand of tuna, you know.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I went there to try out some things I'd never tried out before, like gator. I had gator on a stick.
Was it really gator? You don't know.
It was good. It was really good.
Okay.
It had the kind of texture of fish, but it was a lot richer and more sweet. A little bit more sweet, anyway.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's... And did you dress up to go to the Renaissance Fair?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Nothing too extensive, but had some sort of appropriately themed clothing, a leather pouch, a belt that I had to tie instead of, buckle.
Uh-huh. Did you get one of the big turkey legs as part of that?
No, I did not. They were sold everywhere, but I kept myself reserved for stuff that I've mostly never tried before.
Okay, did you drink, was it grog?
I don't drink alcohol.
Oh. Okay.
So,
I'd like
missed out on that too.
I'd like the non-alcoholic grog, please.
I had a root beer.
We don't have that.
I had a root beer, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, that's root beer's been around forever, so that's sort of, okay, I guess.
It tasted good, I'll tell you that much, but okay.
Grog and Gruel. Wouldn't that be a great name for a Renaissance Festival tavern? Grog and Gruel. Yeah, it makes you want to go in and eat and drink. Oh, it is 7 44, that's going to wrap up this edition of Freedom of Speech. Has been brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental at 5025 El Camino Real in Atascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The City of Atascadero's 5th Annual Fall Festival is returning this weekend. This free admission event will transform the beautiful sunken gardens in downtown Atascadero into a family-friendly, full-scale carnival. The festival will be filled with rides, games, vendors, breweries, entertainment, music, and more, rain or shine. For more information, you can visit AtascaderoFallFest.com. The El Camino Homeless Organization's annual Turkey Trot 5K Fun Run will return to the Atascadero Lake Park. This cherished holiday season kicks off on Thanksgiving morning, bringing together friends, family, and neighbors to celebrate and help fuel Echo's mission to help individuals and families find housing and stability. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds with rainfall today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Back to business.
You got the government open. Let's celebrate tonight.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. President Trump says all blame for the 43-day shutdown goes to Democrat leaders for attempting to extort Obamacare subsidies.
It caused tens of thousands of federal contractors and small businesses to go unpaid, and the total effect of the damage their antics caused will take weeks and probably months to really calculate accurately.
Democrat Cory Booker calling for a change in Senate leadership. The promise of back pay on the way brings air traffic controllers back to the towers, but mandated flight cuts continue, 1,000 today till the system recovers. The Federal Housing Agency eyeing a new plan to boost affordable home sales, portable mortgages, so a homeowner can take the current mortgage rate from one home to another, many now sitting on their homes with low rates. America's listening to Fox News.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Is being brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air here on KPRL. For tune-up, repair, or replacement, call Hutch Heating and Air 466-8199 or online at hutchheatingandair.com. We are looking for cloudy skies today with a 70% chance of rain, highs in the upper 60s, winds up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the mid-50s, windy once again, but a little bit breezy and not so windy, up to 20 miles per hour gusts. Tomorrow, showers early, then sunshine, highs in the low 60s, winds out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour tomorrow. Our extended forecast, cloudy with up to an inch of rain on Saturday, showers on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have some showers on Thursday, maybe even up to half an inch. Upper 50s, the highs for Saturday, low 60s Sunday. Upper 50s on Monday, low 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday. 60 degrees will be the high a week from today. Currently, it is 60 degrees. Weather has been brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. For tune-up, repair, or replacement, call Hutch Heating and Air online at hutchheatingandair.com or the phone 466-8199 for Hutch Heating and Air.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
What's going on? It is time for Community Calendar, being brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. Well, the third annual San Miguel Senior Center Christmas Boutique will happen this Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th. At 601 12th Street in San Miguel, 2 days of festive community fun and sales just in time for the upcoming holiday season. The Quilters and Crafts Group is presenting this. Be sure to buy one of their $5 tickets for their annual quilt raffle. Vendors will be showcasing other handcrafted quilts as well as afghans, embroidered tea towels, fabric wear and crocheted toys, jewelry, polished stone, handcrafted wood decor, fragrant soaps, and other perfect products for your holiday shopping. You can also enjoy a tasty lunch at the Christmas Cafe and make it the event a family tradition for you and yours in San Miguel. Third annual San Miguel Senior Center Christmas Boutique happening tomorrow and Saturday. 2 days of great fun for a Christmas boutique. And that is Community Calendar, has been brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, serving lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All right, if you've got something on your mind this morning, give us a call, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's do our birthdays and anniversaries. Sorry, I got turned around a little bit by a message on my phone, so... I'm always worried it's going to be Kevin checking up on me. Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries this morning. We start with our local celebrities. We say happy birthday to Jeff Mains, Siri Karshner, also celebrating a birthday today, as is Leslie Robinette, David Rossi, and celebrating their anniversary today are Ed and Linda Young. So if you're out and about anywhere today and you run across any of these folks, make sure you say happy birthday and or happy anniversary. And once again, make sure that you tell them you heard it on KPRL. Celebrity birthdays. Actor Joe Mantegna. He's 78 today. He played Special Agent David Rossi on the TV series Criminal Minds. His movies include The Three Amigos and The Godfather, Part 3, Joe Mantegna. He also played Dean Martin in a biop on the Rat Pack, I believe. Actor Chris Noth, he's 71 today. He starred in the TV series Law and Order. He was also Mr. Big in the TV series Sex and the City. Other series include The Good Wife and The Equalizer. He's had a really good career in television. Award-winning actress, comedian Whoopi Goldberg. Best Supporting Actress Oscar for the movie Ghost. First gained fame for her starring role in The Color Purple. She is an EGOT. Do you know what that is, Chris?
No, what is that?
That's someone who has won an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy, and a Tony.
Oh, I see.
There are not very many of that. A handful of entertainers to have won all those awards. Whether you like her politics or not, Whoopi Goldberg, a very talented actress and comedian. Actor Rex Lynn. I know that for those of you out there, his name may not be familiar, but his face will definitely be familiar. He's 69 today. He played Detective Frank Tripp on CSI Miami. I think that was the original CSI Miami. And he played Kevin Watchell in Better Call Saul. So I think he was Saul's... he was the DEA agent, I believe. Currently, he's on the series Happy's Place with his fiancée, Reba McEntire. So they announced their engagement last month. Actor Neil Flynn is 65 years old today. He played the unnamed janitor on the TV series Scrubs, also starred as Mike Heck in the TV series The Middle. Actor Steve Zahn is 58 today. His movies include That Thing You Do, Saving Silverman, Dallas Buyers Club. He's currently on the TV series Chad Powers. And that's a new one that I'm really enjoying too, the TV series Chad Powers. TV talk show host Jimmy Kimmel is 58 today. His Jimmy Kimmel Live has been on the air since 2003. Kimmel has hosted the Emmy Awards and the Academy Awards multiple times. And also, actor Gerard Butler, he is 56 years young today. His movies include 300, P.S. I Love You, Law Abiding Citizen, and Olympus Has Fallen. Those are our celebrity birthdays today. Let's see. As far as longevity goes, actor Joe Montana has had a pretty good career. Chris Noth, yeah. I you know what? I'm going to have to say that anytime you have an EGOT in the birthday list, you've got to go with them. So Whoopi Goldberg going to the top of the list. When I say she's an EGOT, that means that she's one of a handful of entertainers to win an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy, and a Tony Award. Wow. All right. That is birthdays and anniversaries. They've been brought to you this morning by Bella Jewel. You can mark your calendars November 11th through 13th. Well, today's the last day to do that. Get by to Bella Jewel. Take your unused valuables to sell. Go to bellajewel.com for more information. All right, let's talk a little bit more about some of the events coming up. Told you that later this afternoon, Karen Vealy is going to be talking with Norma Moy from the Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association to let you in on all the great things that are happening this holiday season in Paso Robles. We're going to kick things off with the Elegant Evening in Paso Robles. That is coming up on the 15th, which is Saturday. And if you've never been to Elegant Evening, it's very cool. You enjoy merchant open houses, live mannequins, which I always find fascinating in storefront windows, lots of refreshments, entertainers, performances, a lively, engaging evening of community festivities, Elegant Evening in downtown Paso. That really sort of kicks off the holidays. Then we talked about the lighting ceremony the day after Thanksgiving. Then you got the Cambria, depending on who you are, Christmas market that we talked about a little bit earlier. That goes from November 28th through the 31st of December on Burton Drive in Cambria. You can't miss it. Over 3 million Christmas lights. I think they can probably see it from space. Then you've got Santa's House in the Holiday Plaza and Mission Plaza in San Luis Obispo if you go over the grade to do any shopping. Or the holiday tree lighting in Morro Bay. That will be December 5th in Morro Bay. 49th annual downtown San Luis holiday parade is also December 5th. Light up the downtown in Atascadero, also on December 5th. Santa's House on the Embarcadero in Morro Bay starting December 6th. Holiday musical walk around the lake, that's in Atascadero. That will also be December 6th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Experience a festive holiday musical walk around the lake at Atascadero Lake. The 64th annual Christmas light parade in downtown Paso Robles. That's where we get to see Santa for the first time. That's December 6th, starting at 6 p.m. You'll hear a couple of familiar voices as Chris and I will both be at different booths announcing the parade, but we'll both be there. So KPRL going to be well represented there. Kiyoka's Christmas tree lighting, that is on December 7th. And the list goes on and on. We'll talk about more stuff as we come up. Don't forget Winter Wonderland and the Sunken Gardens in Atascadero, the Boat Parade in Morro Bay, the Victorian Vine Street Showcase, Christmas in Cayucas, just all sorts of great things, including holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo, the newly named Central Coast Zoo. And those are just some of the things to do here in the North County for your holidays.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this November. The first will be The Sound of Music on November 14th and 15th with three different showtimes. Then Charlie Brown Christmas, November 22nd with two showtimes. You can go to applausechildrenstheater.com for tickets and more information. As the San Luis Obispo County Airport continues to expand and see increased traffic, there have been periods where its parking facilities reach full capacity. An item on the next Board of Supervisors agenda proposes the construction of two new parking lots for $960,000, coming out of the Airport Enterprise Fund balance. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with some rainfall, highs in the upper 60s, it's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. MarsMegaStorage.com for your RV, boat, household, and commercial items. 101 Wellsona Road in Paso Robles. Call 467-3200.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Once again, going to the top of the birthday list, actress, comedian Whoopi Goldberg for winning an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy, and a Tony Award. That's it for hour two. We've got one more coming up. This hour has been brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.